You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 43 and 44. And said to his servant, "Go up now, look towards the sea." And he went up and looked and said, "There is nothing." And he said, "Go again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, "Behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand." And he said, "Go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot, and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not." Sometimes, when we read the scriptures, we assume that the prophet, apostles of the script in the scriptures, they got things on a platter of gold, they had miracles, everything was just flowing. But it isn't so. Here is Elijah that God told him, said, "Go and show yourself, and I will send rain." And he began to pray. And for 6 times they checked, they kept coming back to say, "There was nothing. There was nothing." Probably you and I would have given up. He kept praying and they didn't see anything. There was nothing. You know, for the first 40 years of my life, there is something I kept on telling God. I said, "God, I believe your word. Everything I read in your word, I believe it. I have no doubt about it. But I have not seen the things I'm seeing in your word. I'm not seeing it in my real life. I'm not seeing your hand so evidently clear that there is no doubt this is the hand of God. This is humanly impossible." I kept on saying that. But I want to tell you, and I want to announce to you, that I have also seen it. I now have experiences I can tell you about, and this is clearly God, that there is no way it's humanly possible. This is clearly God. But this is what happened. When he finally saw something, what he said, at the 7th time he came, and behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea. It was just a little. They believed God when they saw a little. Did you know that it was that little cloud that became that great rain? There had not been cloud for 3 years. So you may not appreciate when somebody said, "I saw a little cloud." There had not been cloud for 3 years. So you will now understand why it's a big deal to see cloud. But did you know that God had revealed a little cloud to many of you, but you still don't believe God for the rain? You still don't believe God that he is working. There was a time that you were sick and God healed you. There was a time something was very difficult and impossible. God made a way for you. You knew without a doubt that this was God, but you thought it little. You see, big faith is built upon little experiences with God. Don't wait for big experiences to have big faith. Big faith is built on little experiences. God had been showing you a little cloud here and there. That little cloud is enough for you to believe that there is nothing God cannot do. The fact that God healed you of malaria, do you know, is sufficient for you to know that God could raise the dead. So don't trivialize the little cloud that God is sending in your life. Some of you have experienced provisions, open door, that you know this is beyond human doing. This is the Lord's doing. Those are the little clouds. Don't trivialize it. Don't take it to mean that, oh, it is too small. Let your little cloud bring about faith in your heart of the greater things that God will do in your walk with Jesus Christ. I pray that your faith will grow and become strong in Christ, in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our email address is info@livingthrone.org. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.